Hallelujah. What is sin according to the Bible? Some people think sin is only murdering somebody. But you need to know that sin is much more than that. In Romans chapter 3 verse 23, in English it is written, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." The word which is written here, it is very interesting. Fallen short of the glory of God. That is sin. What is the meaning of it? The glory of God is the standard of God. God has a standard. If you are not living according to that standard, if you are fallen short of that standard, you are a sinner. Anything that is less than the standard of God is sin. Suppose some inspectors are going to the shop and they are checking for some products, and if it is not according to the standard, they just throw away. It has no place in the shop. Likewise, if you are not living according to the standard of God, you have no place before God. You understand, my friends? So don't think, because I have not killed anybody, I am not indulging with adultery, I am not a sinner. Don't say like that. The question, are you living according to the standard of God? If you have fallen short of His glory, you are a sinner. I just want to go through some of the prominent words which is used for sin in Greek in the New Testament. I'm not here to teach you Greek and all, but I just want to say what the Bible means when it says sin. I hope this will help us to check our standard or even look at our deeds and know whether I'm a sinner or not. The most prominent word which is used in New Testament for sin, it is hamartia. Those who are practicing archery, they have a target board. So when somebody is practicing archery, maybe he is shooting arrows from here and it should reach a place very far. And there is a target board fixed there. And I'm just shooting from here, even I cannot exactly see whether that reached or struck to the point. So in ancient days, when somebody is practicing archery, there will be an inspector who will check whether the arrow has exactly struck on the target board. And the inspector will just check whether it has struck the exact point. If it did not happen, he will just shout, "Hamartia!" Hamartia means you lost your mark. You missed the mark. That means you failed. You failed to reach the mark. This is the word which is used prominently in the Bible for sin. So every man who is sent to this world by God, God has a desire about him. And if you fail to do what God wants you to do, the target point, that is, you are missing the mark or you are becoming a sinner. When you fail to live according to the expectation of God, you are a failure, you are missing the mark. My target point is not my desires. My target point is the desire of God about me. Some satellites, when they fail the orbit, we call it lost vehicle because it has nothing to do with the earth.